It is Wellness Wednesday, and Izelle Hoffman is on a Zoom with me to talk about, tartlets and coffee and goodness and health and wellness and all of the things. But first, hello, my friend. Happy 1st of December. We've made it.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Daddy Dearest. Yes, always a pleasure talking to you. But it is, in fact, like you said, the 1st of December today. We're all like, your time is passing so slowly and this and that with COVID. But can you believe it? We pretty much survived 2021 because we now in the last month and then it's 2022.
And I don't know. You know what? I was just going to say I'm ready for 2022, but I don't know if I'm ready for 2022 because I thought I was going to be ready for 2021. And this year has just hit me for a 6. I think that's the right expression. My engine light is on in my body and I am tired and I am done. And I need Izelle Hoffman's wisdom.
You need to go for service, darling.
Yes.
It's some service and well-deserved rest, you know, okay. Unplug a bit, get off. I want to say get off social media, but because sometimes people don't realize how time consuming social media can be. And it's not just about scrolling and see what other people is doing. It's actually about getting your content ready, getting the right content out there, how you plan it, what goes out on what day. It sounds easy, but people, once you get into it, it can be quite technical and it becomes a lot. And mm-hmm. I think, Danny, mm-hmm. that's maybe also one of your things because you're busy with so many different things, my friend. If it's not XO TV, it's Jack Aranda recordings. And then nowadays you're filling in for other people on different slots too. I'm sitting in traffic and I'm like, hey, this is Danny Painter on the line today. But this is not her time.
She's everywhere. So, yeah, she's everywhere.
She is literally everywhere. Yes. Hopefully with a Christmas hat on and a few mistletoes, right?
I'm gonna say yes, but I don't mean it. I'm not in the Christmas spirit as well.
No, you're gonna have to say you mean it because we're looking at the glass half full in December, right? I mean, okay. Whether it's your gin glass, your wine glass, your coffee mug, your favorite teacup, I think we need to just because focus on what is the positive in this last month and the downhill to Christmas.
Okay, how do I do that? How does Izelle Hoffman do that? When you are feeling overwhelmed, overworked, tired, you're in the last month of the year and you've got these couple of weeks, it's weeks literally left, and you're looking at them and you just want to cry because it just seems so much left. How do you look at that glass and go, okay, it's not half empty, it's half full and I can do this?
You know, my friend, in Afrikaans, there's a saying, "Who eet jy olifant? Happy for happy." Not that I'm into elephant meat at all or have any life goals to eat one, but you know, I get anxious and feel like that as soon as I feel everything is out of control. And I'm a bit of a control freak because I'm a perfectionist. So I do the list thing, my friend. In the mornings, I sit and I make a list of everything I need to get done today. Don't focus on tomorrow and the next because that's when it becomes overwhelming. So I make a list every morning and I take that 5 minutes. So when I get back from gym and I make a cup of coffee, I'm like, okay, what is my to-do list for today? Whether it is even going to the shops to buy groceries, you put that on that list because it's some activity that you somehow need to just, you know, fit into your 8 hours, which is a normal working day. So every time you do something on the list and you get to cross that out, it makes you feel like you've made progress. And that keeps you sort of, you know, positive in the hopes of, okay, now I've done 4 things, 5 things, 8 things, 10 things. And believe it or not, before you blink your eyes twice, you've pretty much finished everything on that list. And that's how I do things. You don't always have to see where the end of your destination is going to be. Just take the next step, the necessary next step. And if you keep doing or taking these little steps, eventually you're going to get to where you need to get to, whether it is getting a workout done, whether it's getting chores and activities and work things done, whether it is to balance your personal life with work life, because it can be hectic too. I mean, especially now, children are almost going on holidays. I think a lot of parents are, for instance, maybe stressed off, oh my word, the children's now going to be at home again. So it's like, half like lockdown from scratch altogether, because I have to keep them busy and still, you know, finish off work for the rest of the year. And also a lot of clients is, you know, asking an arm and a leg at the moment, because they all trying to still get things done before the end of the year. And the only way I can deal with things like that is if I write it down and I do one for one. And there's always something positive in absolutely every situation, my friend. And when I get anxious like that, I just pause and ask myself if it's, for instance, something that is upsetting me, or if it's stressful, or I get anxious because it might be a lot. And I'm asking myself, okay, take a breath and ask yourself, what are you supposed to learn from this? Are you supposed to gain experience from this? Are you supposed to just get through this to build more character? Because there's always a silver lining around every cloud, and the glass is always half, whether you choose it as half empty or half full. So if you feel like that and you feel anxious and you're tired, and you know, it's exactly like you say, your little engine light is on, just take a moment and pause and ask yourself, okay, but what's the positives? Let's flip up the coin and see the glass as half full. Even if you have to focus on a few positives in your life to be, you're healthy, you woke up this morning, you are able to walk to the kettle and switch it on and make a cup of tea. You still have family, whether they sometimes give you gray hairs or not, but there's other people that's wishing to have family, or maybe the family you've got. So they might not be perfect, but they're perfect for you in the imperfect way. And sometimes also stop stressing about other people, because you can't change them. You can only love them for who they are.
You are 100% right. Okay. My engine light is flickering now. It's not just red anymore. So now
we're, yay.
We're getting there. We're getting there, my friend. Okay. But you said that we've got to have some things to look forward to. And yes. I know that in your cookbook, we have 78 of those things to look forward to. So what are you sharing us? Ooh. What are you gifting us on this 1st of December, Izelle Hoffman?
Oh, Danny, let me give you a whole lot of tartlets to look forward to, darling, because salted caramel date and pecan pie. So you can either bake one whole one and stuff your face with it, or make you feel like you've achieved a lot and bake like 6 to 8 smaller ones. So if you eat all 8 of them, you've achieved quite a hell of a lot on the 1st of December. So it is your choice. And the beauty of this recipe is, once we go through the ingredients, you're going to realize this is a 100% healthy anti-inflammatory pecan pie. So if in doubt, have an extra slice of pie, because we are boosting the immune system and we are looking after bone health today. So, you know, if we're just going to, you know, run through the ingredients, of course, our beautiful pie needs a crust. Now, people that know my recipes and things like that know I absolutely love almond flour. So that's going to be the base of it. Reason being, it's a beautiful anti-inflammatory, it's an alkalizer. So it helps with the acidity levels. Now, imagine to yourself, you had your beautiful Christmas roast. If people, as of course, meat eaters. And remember, guys, red meat and majority of animal-based protein cause quite a bit of acidity. So if you have something like your pecan pie as a dessert after your Christmas lunch or dinner, already you're one step in the right direction. So you don't have to feel guilty for having a slice of pie. Please do have it so you can neutralize your acidity level so you can feel better the next day. Now, other than almond flour, of course, I love my raw honey, beautiful anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antifungal as well. We're going to add a little dash of caramel essence in there, a tablespoon of water. I kid you not, just water, people, nothing else. It can be distilled water. It can be still water. It can even be water from your tap if you want to. And then a pinch of beautiful Oryx desert salt. Now let's talk about the filling, right? Because a pie, the crust is one thing, but the filling is completely something else. So we're going to play around in the kitchen with roughly about 600 grams of dates. Now, I absolutely love dates. It's my kind of candy. And yes, I suppose not everyone eats dates when they feel like sweets. But to me, I love dates because they are so rich in, you know, magnesium and all the required minerals and things to keep your bones healthy and prevent conditions such like osteoporosis. Now, for people that know my background and my medical history, that's something I've severely been struggling with. So I found something that I can enjoy eating, and some days I might eat a few extra than other days. But the reality is they're loaded with fiber. They're good for the gut. Your gut is happy, you happy, and your bones are happy. So again, it's just more and more reason to stuff your face with that extra slice of pie. But other than that, of course, you can't make a pecan pie without pecan nuts, right? Now, the reason I love pecan nuts so much is because, again, the minerals, the antioxidants, the vitamins, they are in fact anti-inflammatory, and they support the immune system and promote healthy digestion. Now, yet again, people, you are most welcome, because I've given you two ingredients here that's going to help your body digest your very oversized, generous portion Christmas lunch or dinner that you just had. So by eating the slice of pie, you're going to sleep so much better. You're so welcome. And other than that, of course, you can't make a Christmas pudding without your cinnamons and your nutmegs. We're going to add some almond butter to the mix and vanilla and caramel essence. And topping, people, go wild. I love topping mine with crushed pecan nuts, a few little chopped dates, some almond flour, and ground cinnamon. But this really is a showstopper off note. So this recipe is, in fact, in the chapter called For the Love of Family. And once again, I cook with love and good intent. And this is really something you get to share with your loved ones and the people you choose to spend Christmas with this year.
I'm ready. I'm ready. They look amazing. They're on page 166 of Izal Huffman's Mindful Eating Cookbook. You know what? There are recipes for every day, for every moment, for every occasion, for everything. And with Christmas coming up, Izal, I have started heading into the back end of the book to start planning my Christmas mindful eating.
Yes, well, Danny, I'm so happy. You just said 2 seconds ago you are ready. Now, you started this podcast with you not. So I'm going to take that you are ready for the pecan pie as you are so ready for Christmas, because I promise you, people, it tastes even better if you bake it with a Christmas hat on. I don't know what it is. It just puts that little jingle bells and whole vibe into the whole recipe. And I promise you, it really does taste like Christmas. So if you're not ready for Christmas, that's only on the 25th of December, bake this recipe even this weekend, Danny dearest, and you're going to feel so much better. I promise you, you're going to be ready come Christmas on the 25th.
Thank you. Thank you for cheering me up. But you don't only cheer me up and hang out with me on Wednesday. Oh, you see, it's time for a holiday, Izal.
Oh, Danny needs to get one of those watches that tell her also what day it is of the week. So people out there, make notes. Danny's Christmas wish list. We'll put it as a necessity right at the top.
A holiday, a spa day, a watch. And water, lots and lots of water. But Izal Huffman, you don't only take care of our health and our wellness, you also take care of lots of other people's health and wellness with your amazing social media. You do so much, dude. Where are you? What are you doing? And how can we follow you the rest of the week?
Oh, Danny, so just yesterday, I actually cooked with Margaret Hirsch for our beautiful last feast of cooking for the year for Bosch. And I had a little tear on the side of my one eye when we ended, because that just really made me realize, you know, the next time I'll be doing that will only be in February. And then it is 2022, like you say, and are we really ready for that? And the answer is going to be, by the time we get there, the answer is going to be definitely yes. But other than that, yeah, next week I've got a very exciting charity cook along that I'm going to be doing for Hearts of Hope. They form part of the Nashua Charity Children's Foundation, and I'm very excited to do that next week, Tuesday, and I really hope you can join me on this one. Every year, it's my way of saying thank you and my way of keeping my glass literally half full so that I can keep overflowing to others. That's my way of saying thank you for just having kind people out there and people that care and putting a smile on everyone's face, because everyone deserves to be smiling on Christmas. And this year I've decided I'm going to go all out. I'm doing all my festive recipes. We're going to go put lots of smile on little kids' faces, because yes, that is a Christmas gift I give myself every year, because people often think a gift is, you know, it's the art of giving, but when you give something of yourself, and that is time and effort, it's the biggest gift you can ever give yourself. And other people who receiving it think they are the luckiest people alive. But trust me, it's one thing to receive, but the gift of giving just fills your heart up all the way to the top. So if your cup is feeling empty, people go out today and do something for someone that can't do that specific thing for themselves. And I can promise you, it's the quickest and fastest way you fill your cup all the way to the top. I mean, I started doing charity work when I was 17, and it's not because I felt like the world needed my efforts. It's I needed to be that change that I wanted to see in the world for myself. And once you realize that feeling, that feeling of hope, it gives you pretty much in your soul, because it sits here between your ribcage. It's like that happy feeling that you can't describe. You feel so content when you are the reason someone else is smiling out there. So Danny Painter, if your engine light is at least flickering today, there is some hope for you. At least your battery is not flat completely, so we can still recharge you. But I challenge you to go do something today for someone that's less fortunate than you, and you're going to fill your cup straight up all the way to the top. And everyone else out there listening, there's always hope. You just need to choose to see it every day.
100,000,000%. Now, if you need inspiration at any point during any day, you can follow Izelle everywhere. You can follow her on Facebook. It's Izelle Hoffman, Lifestyle Chef. On Instagram and Twitter, it's at Izelle Hoffman. And she is always out and about and busy and doing the things, but also inspiring us to live more mindfully and help others along the way. And this December, I think that should be our theme. Izelle, my friend, thank you for sharing this recipe. Thank you for sharing some life hacks. And I'll chat to you next week, Wednesday.
Tuesday, hopefully you're coming to cook with me. But yes, we will be chatting on Wednesday. Lots of love. Share the love and be the difference you want to see in the world this December. Cheerio, people.